Who'd that judge say he frickin' happened to know? I forgot. That judge happened to say he knew the commissioner. And the commissioner is the one clearly that asked them to look into it. Imagine
Seen.
that. Over 600,000 of us so far have seen Richard High on the Unsubscribe podcast, also known as Angry Cops. He came out letting the world know that Buffalo School District had been covering up child sexual assaults. It's kind of a big deal, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. Allegations went from deleting video evidence of child abductions and a heck of a lot more. Dude, they failed to notify the parents one time after a kid had peed their pants that their child almost got abducted from school.
The Buffalo school system has been intentionally not reporting the assaults of between student, and then has also used the Buffalo Police Department's school resource officers to write reports and then had their influence over those officers to then close the
From school.
reports.
And all of this has been covered up. And what's worse is the new slanderous information that is getting put out on Rich. Now, Buffalo schools ended up putting out this statement. They said the Buffalo Public School District is aware of unfortunate and recent allegations circulating in an online video. This district is prepared to vigorously address these untruths. This district had prioritized the safety and security of its students and staff every day. BPS is the second largest district in New York State with some 60 schools, 30,000 students, blah, 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 blah. The Buffalo Schools maintains a close professional relationship with the Buffalo Police Department as a means to ensure that safety is a priority. Well, Buffalo Schools, I got some news for you. Because in addition to that statement that they put out calling everything he said as untruths, I couldn't help but notice that the New York Attorney General had actually put out a what do you want to call it? A patterns of misconduct report against the particular officer in question, aka Angry Cops. And I did some digging into that as well. As it turns out, Angry Cops may or may not have gone after a New York Supreme Court judge. Why? Because he was involved in a freaking violent street brawl. The New York State Supreme Court judge was involved in a New York site, like an actual street brawl. And when Rich got to the scene, the guy ends up throwing out all of these different names of people that he knows and is aware of. When did this take place? Well, back in 2020. Now, who is at the center of all of the conducts and misallegations? Well, everybody's favorite New York State Attorney General Letitia James. Here you can see it right up here on the screen. Letter regarding executive law referral of police officer Richard High, OAG matter number 1-79338878. And she addresses it to the police commissioner. Now there's three allegations of misconduct that go on inside of this document. Number one has to do with him backing his patrol vehicle into a motorcycle rider that was evading and eluding. Here you can see where the incident took place on June 19th of 2021. She said he struck a motorcyclist with his patrol vehicle. Why? Because the guy was running away and refused to stop. So the detective got behind him, or excuse me, got in front of him and backed his vehicle up to make sure he wouldn't be able to get away. And in the process, ended up striking the suspect's vehicle. Misconduct? Maybe. Maybe. You can say he violated policy. You can say he did a couple other things, but attempting to stop a suspect who is violently, or excuse me, who is fleeing on his motorcycle is kind of a problem. I don't know if you know this or not, but people that drive their motorcycles like that in a reckless manner end up killing themselves and several other people. And so he's got to use his discretion on how to stop that vehicle so that that doesn't happen. Either way, she ends up calling it misconduct. Let's go down and check out her other freaking incident that she wants to go off on. Incident number two, July 18th, 2021. He responded to a robbery call. A robbery call near the intersection of Pennsylvania and Trenton Streets. He arrived, got a hold of the victim, so on and so forth. Then he ends up running over and getting after a couple of the different defendants. Again, these would be suspects in the armed robbery who he witnessed tossing the freaking weapon involved in the armed robbery away to each other and trying to get away. And what did he do that was so egregious? Well, he called one of these suspects fat boy. He said, and I quote, get over here, fat boy. Dealing with a violent armed robber, called him fat boy. And he gets slammed for misconduct for calling him fat boy. But wait, there's more, because there's a third incident. Let's take a look. Let's go down. Incident number three, June 23rd of 2020. He was involved in a verbal altercation with three individuals during a response to a neighbor dispute. Again, a neighbor dispute. I'm going to show you something here in a second that shows it wasn't just a neighbor dispute. When he arrived to assist the other officers, after individual three pushed an officer to try to prevent the officer from detaining his wife, he observed that the officer and individual three talking and approached them. Individual three. He said that his daughter and other family members were Buffalo police officers. Interesting. And that he knew the police commissioner and the mayor. After explaining what happened, he said, I didn't mean to tackle you, but I mean, you threw my wife pretty hard on the ground and I didn't appreciate that. Oh, okay. I wonder why cops would end up throwing the wife on the ground. Maybe because it wasn't just a verbal altercation. He then confronted individual three and handcuffed him, saying, you want to drop another copper's name? You want to scream about how you know Grimalglia or the mayor? Why don't you just shut the F up? Shut your mouth. Blah, 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 blah. That's his misconduct. That's his misconduct. Now, you'll never guess who that misconduct happened to be against. Now, wouldn't you know it, I happened to find this investigative post on one of those incidents, actually several of them. And let's go see in particular who is involved in this altercation between neighbors. And let's see how they describe it. Right here, as you can see, he violated the department's professional standards when he berated the then state Supreme Court judge Mark Grisanti, whose long-running feud with his North Buffalo neighbors had turned into a street brawl. Turned into a street brawl. So this state judge, the Supreme Court state judge, was pissed because his wife got thrown around by the cops for being involved in a street brawl and then attempted to use his influence over different positions in order to make it not happen. And when he is now, apparently now he's a then state judge, magically he's not in his position anymore. I wonder why. And yet this officer gets looked at for what? Calling somebody fat, who is probably fat, and then also throwing a freaking judge in cuffs for attempting to name drop in order to get all of these charges to go away. Why? Because they were in a street brawl. And now that this cop is out there stating, you know what? The Buffalo school district is kind of screwing up. They're covering up child sex assaults and everything else. Guess what? They're using that report in the media to try to slander this guy for trying to help kids, for trying to state that the New York school system is covering up child sexual assault and the district attorney's office is doing nothing about it. And they're using a freaking report filed by freaking the New York AG's office, Letitia James, and going after him. Kind of ironic, don't you think? When one of the instances ended up involving a freaking New York State judge, could it possibly be more biased? And wouldn't you know it, I bet you that they're going to try to go after this guy using department policy and freaking random law and basing it on all this other crap to either try to get him fired or try to get him thrown in jail. Why? Because he's blowing the whistle on some serious, serious crap. Who's he protected by? Who's going to take care of him? Why isn't the mainstream media going after this crooked judge and going after the crooked attorney general's office for even freaking slandering him in this manner, knowing that that freaking judge ended up name dropping a ton of different people? And by the way, who'd that judge say he freaking happened to know? I forgot. That judge happened to say he knew the commissioner. And the commissioner is the one clearly that asked them to look into it. Imagine that. So the commissioner, who the freaking Supreme Court judge name dropped during the street brawl, trying to get them not to arrest, happens to then be the one that puts him in for review by the AG's office? Weird. No corruption. I'm sure everything's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you have nothing to worry about. Holy freaking crap. This is sad. This is a travesty. A cop that is trying to take care of children is now getting slandered in the media. Slandered in the media. And we have a clear connection here where that freaking Supreme Court judge from New York, his wife got involved in a street brawl, it would look like. He name drops this lady on this document who happens to be the commissioner, who then refers it to the AG's office, who then ends up finding the loosest crap that I can think of to slander and hit him with patterns of misconduct on. Why? I imagine why. This is the crap that we are pissed off with in the United States of America. You got a good cop trying to do his job. How good of a cop is he, you ask?
Here's a quote.
Quote from the Attorney General's office on an incident that took place on 7/8/2015. Now, what happened leading up to this? Well, there was an incident where a police officer believed he got shot in the head by a suspect. The suspect was then fleeing the scene. One of the officers shot at him. And Rich, the guy who's calling everybody out, who the freaking, the Attorney General's office is trying to accuse of being a piece of crap and slandering him in that other freaking report, saying he had patterns of misconduct. After hearing Mr. Hernandez, all right, who would be the suspect, after hearing Mr. Hernandez Rossi say it was difficult for him to breathe, Officer Richard High, who would be the police officer with the patterns of misconduct against a freaking, you know, a New York State judge, rolled him onto his side, looking for gunshot wounds to the chest, legs, or groin. He then, P.O. High, then located one wound that appeared to be a gunshot wound through Mr. Hernandez Rossi's left arm. P.O. High attached and tightened a tourniquet around Mr. Hernandez Rossi's left arm, stopping the flow of blood. Approximately 30 seconds later, Buffalo Fire Department personnel arrived. He's such a horrible police officer. He literally tried to save the life of a suspect who they believed had just shot another police officer. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a horrible guy. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.